Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the All Right Already podcast. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the All Right Already podcast. It is Tuesday, November 8th, Election Day, everybody. Going around the table, we got Johnny O, Mike Shane, Chris Emsley, and myself, Scott Paul. Yeah. Sir Mix-a-Lot over there, Johnny O, taking care of things.
That was more Chris Mix-a-Lot.
Is that Chris? Oh, is that you that jumped on in there? I thought that was John.
No, Chris, dude.
I had to get my applause in there.
Celebrating those good times.
That was awesome.
That was good.
I flicked up, and there it was.
I thought you were cutting it out. That's why I went along.
No,
I wasn't. I just roll with it.
I wasn't kidding. You can do anything. You can handle whatever we throw at you. It sounded like you meant to do it all.
No, I was kind of fucking around.
Can't cut that, man. It's real.
That's how we do it around here, it's folks. Like, live.
Yeah, it's like mixing up Dark Side of the Moon and Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Brought to you, recorded live.
You mean Blizzard of Oz, don't you?
If you play the last debates over Blizzard of Oz, it matches perfectly.
Does it really?
Diary of a Madman.
Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, okay, yes. That makes sense.
You have to play it backwards, though.
You have to play it, yeah, it works up. It's good with, like, Bark at the Moon.
Love me some Bark at the Moon.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah, it matches up.
Just Hillary Clinton's, like, you know, fake howling at the fucking ceiling, and he's like, Bark at the Moon.
Well, we should just jump right in. What do you think? Oh, there it is. Mixed up. I like it. Bringing it to 2016, folks. Bringing it current. Bringing it some live coverage here.
Well, I can give you a live update.
Yeah, let's let the people know. They won't find out for another hour or so, but yeah, let's let them know anyway.
It is currently 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. Right now, Hillary Clinton is in the lead by one electoral vote, 68-67. Nothing surprising so far. You know, she's taken, like, Illinois and most of the New England states, and he's taken kind of the Bible Belty stuff, West Virginia, Kentucky. He did take Indiana, which is kind of surprising. Not really, but yeah, and, you know, live update says they can come in.
So pretty much every red state that has been a red state has got his vote, and all the blue states are...
Yes.
Nothing's changed. Nothing's flipped.
Not yet.
No.
No.
So now it's finally we're there, man.
I know.
We're at that moment. It took a long time to get here.
Thank God. I'm done. I can't watch any more fucking commercials.
Yeah, man. I'm fucking over it.
I'm finished.
I'm not. Over the summer, I was just like, I can't wait.
No, you were ready. Yeah,
I was like, ready. Yeah. I got a Trump hat.
I know, yeah. Trump.
Oh, dude, I'm all about, like, I love the debates. I love elections, but honestly, but I've had enough.
That's what they're saying everybody is. Like, everybody's burnt out on this.
It kind of surprises you that turnout seems to be really good so far. I guess people are scared to death.
Yeah.
You know, on either side.
Yeah.
No matter who you like, the other people are fucking scared to death of them.
I will say these two candidates are definitely, you know, I mean, talking about polarizing, they really, I mean, people are either or no. It's just crazy one way or another.
Yeah.
You know, they cannot stand the other.
I mean, it is.
There's not a lot of gray area.
You're right. And it's interesting that, like, both sides are like, if the other side wins, the world is going to end.
Right.
Very negative.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So to speak.
Super fucking negative.
End of the world.
The end of the world is very negative. It's not a positive experience.
I like the commercial where Donald Trump's like,
well, just tell him to go fuck off. Yeah. Yeah.
That's what's been so funny about, like, the so commercials. Awesome. It's like the most effective Hillary Clinton commercials have been, seriously, don't even say anything and just play his shit. Just play his shit, and it's like that's, and then show pictures of kids, and that's it.
The kids watching.
I love. I moved on her like a bitch. What does that mean?
Like a bitch.
She was bleeding from her eyes, or bleeding from her, you know, whatever.
It's yeah, like oh my god, it's like, wow, dude.
I liked where he's like, and then this guy's like,
oh, what am I doing? What do I say? What do I say? Not a shad.
So ridiculous!
It's awesome.
It is
that
so
is
funny.
Awesome. I will miss those.
It's like not real, dude.
No,
it's like not real.
It's crazy.
Unfortunately, it's very real.
Can you imagine if he had to go up against like Bob Dole with like a fake hand and shit?
Oh my God, yeah.
Like, who would it be like?
Shut the fuck up, Dole. What can you even do? You can't even jerk off with that hand. Yeah, give me a high five, you dumb fuck.
He gets up in his face.
I gotta tell you something. This guy can't even wipe his own ass.
I hire all the best ass wipers. That's it. All the best ass wipers.
Bob Dole had a fake hand?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like it, well, it's
hand.
Real.
No, it's, I'm sorry. Yeah, real hand. It was just, it couldn't.
I thought he had a wooden hand.
Thing,
was it? Yeah, yeah, it was. I forget. I think he was in Korea.
He did a career in World War II.
A paralyzed hand.
Yeah, yes. He did. So that's
I thought it was wooden.
No, it was real, but it always had a pen in it. Gotcha. Because that was, that's what he did. Just did. He left a pen in
it. You're thinking about Chubbs from Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, I kind of am, actually. Good call, Chris. I really was thinking of the guy. Carl
just
Weathers.
Oh, Carl Weathers.
Yeah. Why doesn't he run?
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, this whole time we've been waiting. We're finally at election night. It's Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, for anybody that's listening to this.
Really?
Like, the future, a post-apocalyptic future. Find it on an
right
MP3.
Around the corner.
They find an MP3 somewhere, and they're like, huh, I'll go listen to this podcast. Oh, my God, it was the night when everything went wrong in America.
It's, you know, someday we're going to be in that old Tom Petty video where, like, they find the shit wrapped in plastic, and they're all driving around in cars with bubbles on them.
The futuristic one, yeah.
What is this? All right already. Oh, my God. We're going to end up like Bill and Ted.
We finally find our we find our fan base 50 years into the future.
These guys are awesome.
They're making a third Bill and Ted.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I remember hearing something about that, but then I didn't hear anything more about it.
It's definitely in production. It's like
nice.
Alex Winters and Keanu Reeves.
I would hope they at least get those two.
Are they supposed to be like adults at this point, I guess?
Yeah, what are they doing? Are they middle-aged Bill and Ted, I guess?
In the future when they're stars.
I'll have to look it up.
Wild Stallions.
You know that was Alex Winters calling up Keanu and being like, dude, I paid my rent in 3 months.
Pay my rent. Please. Dude, I got to pay my dealer back.
I'm doing fucking dinner theater here, dude.
Dinner theater.
He's actually been on podcasts a lot lately. He did like a documentary.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. But
I'm sure, like, if he was smart, I mean, Lost Boys, Bill and Ted's, I mean, you know, I'm sure he made some money. And he invested it, right? You know, I'm sure he got somewhere, right? I don't know. I mean,
he invested in Wild Stallion stock.
Maybe. Maybe. I probably didn't do so well.
No.
Segue, I saw an amazing fucking documentary this weekend. It's fucked up. It's called The Wolf Pack. It's available on Netflix. It's a story of, I think there's seven of them, six brothers and a sister that, like, their mom was traveling in, like, Venezuela or something and met this guy. And he's kind of a weird sort of guru type person, you know? Like, basically, he's a cult leader, but he doesn't have a cult. But he had a wife. And so he moved them back to New York. They had seven children together, and the children virtually never leave the apartment. And they're like, I think the oldest might be 22 or 23 years old.
Whoa.
And the only, like, the most interaction they have with the outside world is their dad brings home movies all the time. They have a collection of over 5,000 movies on, like, DVD and VHS. It is weird as shit. They reenact these movies, like Pulp Fiction and Reservoir Dogs and like, the Jason movies and shit. And they reenact them all with shit that they build from the stuff they have in the apartment.
Oh, my God.
So they redid Batman, and Batman's entire costume was made out of cereal boxes that they paint, and it's fucking weird.
Do they reenact the rape scene in Pulp Fiction? That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but they do reenact the entire movies. The one kid sits there and writes out – oh, and that's the thing. None of them go to school. You know, they're all homeschooled. That's how they make money. Their mom homeschools them. That's their only job because the dad doesn't work, of course. And
well, he's a cult figure, right?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm not feeding into the man and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, okay. Well,
all that bullshit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But he sits down and writes out the entire script for the movies that they do. And then he types up an individual script for each person that will be playing that character in the movie. It's fucking crazy. I mean, they have no life, so they have nothing else to do.
So are they allowed out of the house, the kids?
Not well, now they are, because finally one of them just stood up and was said, I'm going to go outside.
It sounds like a foreign movie that was called The Dog Tooth.
The Dog Tooth.
Yeah, it's a...
Is that the one that's kind of like half in the future?
No, it's just like four kids. They live, or three or four kids live at home, and the dad never lets them out until they...
I think I do remember it. Yeah. They have like a walled backyard.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Chris, were you like, what the fuck? I thought this was about dog teeth. There's no dog teeth in this movie at all.
No.
But yes, it's the Wolf Pack. It's worth watching. It's very, very weird.
All right.
That these people
check it out, like, man.
Live that way. It's fucked up.
I did look up...
They eat lasagna every single night. Every night.
Bill and Ted 3. So the whole cast is returning, except for, of course, George Carlin.
Well, yeah.
So...
Well, there you go.
But not much on the plot.
It's probably there isn't one.
Yeah, like kind of like the other two, right?
It's got to be some time travel. They go back in time themselves, right? So,
oh, I do have one other quick movie recommendation: Ex Machina. I finally got around to seeing that. Really fucking good. Came out, I think, last year. So good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like this dude basically goes to the owner of Google's house. He like wins this contest to go to this, and he gets there and he realizes, he was told that he's supposed to be the human element in, they're giving a Turing test, which is the test that they give to basically see if AI is truly AI, you know,
right, for Alan Turing,
if it can,
right?
If it can fool humans.
Okay,
really good movie.
Sounds like Blade Runner.
Something, actually, it's something like that.
I started watching it, I didn't like it, I felt asleep. But
oh, what, Ex Machina?
Yeah, it came out a while slow. Ago. It wasn't slow. Recent.
It's above your head.
I thought it was last year. Yeah, it's slow at first, but it's a very good
it movie. Came out, but it was like available right away. Like even it was in the theater, like there's copies out.
Oh, right.
It's because you watched it illegally.
No. I just wandered by a movie theater and was bored by it.
Well, it gets my recommendation, motherfucker.
Everybody that watched the whole thing said it was amazing. So
it was pretty good. And visually, it was unbelievable.
Really, yeah, the robot great. Was cool.
Yeah, she was
like
awesome.
A chick. Yeah.
Yeah, she was really good.
Word.
But yes, yeah, so that, yeah, my birthday weekend. That was my birthday weekend.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot about
oh,
that.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. And also, Tim.
Yeah, Timmy.
I sent Tim a text last night, but a happy birthday, Tim, if you're out there listening.
Tim got a little feline friend.
Oh, yeah?
He did.
Are you talking to Tim?
No, I just saw Rook posted on Facebook. No, no one actually speaks to Tim.
He'll be back.
He will.
Yeah.
But yeah, he got a little kitten. It was cute. Little, I forget what they call it, like a modeled turtle shell or whatever. Tortoiseshell
cat, yeah. That's what my old cat was like. They're feral, practically. They're pain in the dick.
Kevin!
Pain in the dick.
Yeah, it's almost throwing up on your coat, shit
outside,
on your coat, right?
Outside cats.
Yeah. They should stay the fuck outside.
That was my outside cat. I liked her outside, but...
Yeah, as soon as you get them in the house, forget about it.
Yeah, they get in the house. Shit up. They piss on everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Hank does all right. He goes in and out all the time.
Every cat's different. I had a cat that was like a pain in the ass. It pissed on everything, so we just made it outside cat.
Outside cat. I remember that. Yeah, your place in Hatboro.
Yeah, for like 5 years it was an outside cat.
Didn't you piss on somebody's jacket?
Yeah, luckily nobody put me outside.
Allegedly. At least if you had the cat, you can blame the cat.
Oh, man.
Yeah, blame me. It was the cat.
They saw me do it.
True. Can't get out of that one.
Yeah. I would guess we say it's Kevin, but Kevin was like laying in the bed with his girlfriend, his wife now. Like, I walked into the room and they were like, what the fuck's he doing? like turned like I didn't even see them at all and just started pissing on his jacket. He was like, what the fuck? I thought I was in the toilet.
I've heard of a few people doing that. One friend of ours, I remember, opened his the drawer to his own dresser and pissed in it and went back to bed.
It sucks.
Oh, alcohol's a funny thing.
Alcohol is a hell of a drug.
It is. It is a hell of a drug. I almost curbed myself.
That's what I heard. Yeah, the other day. I would like to hear about that.
Well, there's not much to talk about, but...
No, I mean...
Yeah, we went down the city and got really fucked up. And I was, like, walking down the street. I sent you guys that video where I was, like, Frankenstein walking down the street. And
we should put that up on Already. Already.
Maybe. I don't know. It is funny. Shit. My shoes were really heavy. I was getting tired. And then... Like, I was doing good at first, and then once we got to, like, Market Street, I was like, man, I'm so tired. But, yeah, like, I tripped, like, right in the middle. Like, we took a wrong turn for some reason.
Because you were drunk?
I was so drunk, I couldn't lead the way.
You were walking with ankle weights on?
Felt like it. And Kevin took a wrong turn, so we went up and looped around. And I crossed over, like, 11th or 12th. Like, the there's, like, an overpass with, like, the Wawa.
Yeah.
It's at 12th. You know what I'm talking about? And, like, he's like, there's this. He's like, we got to go. We get in there. So he ran across the street, and I ran to chase him. And it's like, stumbled, like, right chin first into the curb. But, like, luckily got my hands out in time.
I was going to say, you don't look fucked up.
No, no. Like, it's 12, just bruised. Like,
talk about, like, under, 12th and Arch? It.
Maybe, like, 12th and Arch, yeah.
That's where the Wawa is.
Yeah, that, with the overpass and all that. Yeah, so, like.
Chinatown.
Yeah, like, I bit my lip. Like, I was bleeding out of my mouth. But, like, yeah, luckily I didn't, like, lose teeth or anything. Something stupid. But I couldn't even, like, walk. And then I was, like, struggling down the steps. Like, it doesn't sound funny when I describe
it. Yeah. It sounded better earlier.
Sounds like my last meeting.
you don't want to lose any teeth. They're expensive to replace.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm beautiful. I don't want to ruin it for all the other people.
I hear you, man. I hear you.
Fucking A, man. But, yeah, I pretty much curbed myself.
Oh, I have a very brief story about this last convention I was at. One woman, this poor woman that was there helping us. Scott, you have a laser printer, so you know they're fucking heavy.
Yes.
Like, they're heavy. She set up the laser printer on her dining room table in her room, and she was getting up, and she tripped over the cord, fell down, and the fucking laser printer fell and on her face.
Oh,
it, like, hit her in the face.
Oh,
yeah.
Ouch.
Black. I mean, she's lucky she didn't get more fucked up than she did, but.
Oh, my God.
Taking a laser printer to the face, man. Jesus. That's painful. Fucked up. Like a mouse. She had a bloody nose. She was all bruised the next day and, like, had black eye, but.
Oh, my God.
Fucking lucky.
That's a moment when you're just like.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah, you're just like, I just wish I could go back in time and tell myself not to do that.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? Tell it's myself, like, don't take the laser printer to the face.
You just you could always, you know, everybody has this moment. Yeah, like, just why did I do that?
Just a second or two and be like, look, you're about to do something really shitty that you're going to be really pissed about. Don't do it.
But is that, like, Final Destination? Or if you did that,
it would happen no matter what.
It makes it worse.
If Mary Kill happens no matter what, Final Destination style. Like, no matter what you pick.
No matter what you pick, it happens.
You will F, Mary Kill this group of people.
Just because you got out of it once, it's going to happen to you. Yeah.
Final Destination sex.
It's, like, ridiculous.
I was trying to go to the bathroom, and she fell through the ceiling.
I mean, she was there. I just figured I'd do it.
I had no choice.
Listen, man, she wouldn't shut up. Yeah. I had to snap her neck.
That would be crazy on the Golden Girls episode.
What?
So that's mean.
Oh, I'm just kidding, man. It's a joke. It's a bit.
I know.
I'm not being serious.
I'm just fucking with you.
Oh, all right. Since you're getting all
just like you now. Fucking with.
Is there a lone psycho, like, charting all our answers through time?
Maybe. Figure out a pattern. Maybe an alternate universe, maybe. Right.
Yeah, maybe. Or in the future.
In the future.
Yes. Post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yes.
That reminds me. They just caught
a... How
for what?
For God's sake.
They just caught a... I can't remember. He was a serial killer. The case that he got caught on was fairly famous. Oh, it was the one that like last week they found a girl chained in a fucking shipping container on his property.
Oh my God.
I think it was in North Carolina, I think. But yeah, like, her and her boyfriend disappeared. They eventually found his dead body, and they found her chained up in a
God.
The bad thing is that, you know, he apparently has killed before. They're linking him to all these other crimes. And He used to leave reviews on Amazon that were basically clues to how he was killing these people and where he was killing them. I'm serious, dude.
That's
Google
crazy.
It. Yeah, you know, I mean, and he would, if you looked at his wish list on Amazon, it was all duct tape and rubber gloves and like rope. And it was all these items that they figured that's what he was using to kill all these people. And he was then killing people with them and then writing reviews of them on fucking Amazon. And pretty much saying in them, this is really good to tie people up. And, you know, nobody believes
that shit.
It
was like that? He was like, oh, I duct taped this person with this. And
it wasn't that on the nose, but it was, yeah, he basically was.
Wow.
It was crazy.
That's fucked up.
That's what I, like, when I read about it, the thing was like, this sounds like a Criminal Minds episode.
Yeah,
that
it's like
you
a
would,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, like you would turn on and be like, this is the stupidest fucking thing I've ever heard of. And
yeah, right?
But it's real.
Use Amazon to track down the...
Yeah.
That is crazy. How many Amazon reviews do you think there are? Millions? Oh, those are like not a lot.
Least. Oh, God, no. Some items have thousands of reviews.
It's crazy. Where I used to work when I was in mail order, we used to have like, you could do reviews and like post up pictures and stuff of like using the items. There's these like, they're like plastic underwear, like clear plastic underwear that you wear over top your diaper, like if you're old.
Right.
And this guy kept posting up pictures of himself in his fucking underwear.
Oh, wow,
like,
really?
We had to like block his posts and stuff. Oh, it's really funny, man. Wish I could get it again. I'd like to like share it to you guys. You'd think it was really funny, but
was he wearing a diaper under them?
No, it's just like his ass sticking out through like, this like clear plastic, like
nice. Clear plastic.
It was like rubber underwear or something, I think.
Oh, that I got another thing. I'm just
speaking of rubber underwear.
Yeah, right.
Dancing with the Stars. I'm not a particularly huge fan, but Tara is, and so sometimes I end up watching it. Or I'll like watch my phone while she's watching it. So Calvin Johnson's on it, like Megatron. And he had to do a song from the show Cats, like the Broadway show. And they went to see Cats, and you know, they took him backstage and got in like cat costumes and shit. And his dancer picks up basically the like jock strap that they're supposed to wear. And she was like, you didn't put this on? He's like, I'm not wearing that thing. And, I mean, you could just see the outline of his giant cock, like, on TV. I noticed that he couldn't avoid seeing it. It was just there.
You're prick, look at him. Cock staring him.
I was like, Jesus. And Tara's like, what? I'm like, his fucking cock is, like, right there. Like, you know, you could see it looked like a fake outline of a dick in this thing.
He just Seacrested him. He Seacrested him, man. Remember that when Seacrest used to prick look dudes?
Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
He used to prick look them up and down, man. Yeah.
Well, you got to outline, show what's up.
Yeah, so everybody
it's
knows.
My trick. I outline all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Constantly.
When I go out.
Yeah.
Not when we're just hanging around, but when I go out.
I go out, you outline.
Yeah.
I was just outline. Shocked that they put it on TV.
For the old
somebody,
ladies.
Yeah, if you figured that someone would have picked that up.
Oh, yeah, because they didn't mention it, but like after you see giant cock outline was when his partner was saying, you didn't put on the cup, and he's like, I'm not wearing that thing, and right out there.
Well, think about it, though. I guess, is that wrong? Like, you can see outline of boobs.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy in like a regular everyday work situation, but like,
yeah, I don't know.
Dress down day, you don't wear like tights.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, like casual Friday, you're not rolling around in sweatpants.
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, sweats you could.
A casual Friday. John? Yeah, you can roll in sweats.
My work people, John, all day they wear sweats.
Really?
Yeah, I dress up every day.
He wears yoga pants.
No.
Oh, God.
The see-throughs. The
see-throughs. He was nude.
And like
nude-colored ones.
Like leg warmers and like a ripped-up sweatshirt. Like,
you got the wristbands?
Like a short sweatshirt.
Yeah.
So my belly's out.
Summertime, do you wear those Richard Simmons shorts?
Yep. Yes.
So your balls hang out?
Yes.
Yeah. Hiking up those socks, his knee socks?
Yeah. You know me, red and white.
Sweating them
shirts.
Oldies, bro. I hear
sweating
you.
Sweating the oldies.
You do your clap push-ups.
What's he up to, Richard Simmons, huh?
You know, it was... I just actually...
Did we just talk about him recently?
No, but I did hear someone talking about him. I don't know what he's doing, actually.
Well, there was a weird thing because nobody saw him for 8 or 9 months or something.
Yeah, he just like disappeared, right?
Yeah, and you know, I guess one of his assistants was saying, oh, he's fine, but, you know, the world wanted proof of life. So I think he did kind of walk in front of his door and just be like, hey.
Which world wanted proof of life?
The jazzercise world.
The jazzercise. Certainly the oldies world definitely wanted proof of life.
I thought Mike was going to be like, that reminds me of another story. I was out droning the other day and I bumped into Richard Simmons' drone.
Yo, during the sweet sesh I had the other day.
That reminds me.
How is the drone running, by the way, Mike? Have you had time? I know you were away. Yeah. When did you get back? Anyway, were you back?
Ugh, I got back. My flight was supposed to leave at 9, I believe Orlando at 9. It got delayed at 9 p.m. It got delayed until 11:30, so I get into Trenton at 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. Saturday morning. Yeah. And then got like, you know, 4 hours of sleep in Terra and I left for the mountains.
Yeah, that blows.
Yeah.
You have got to be kidding.
It sucked.
No, I think he was dead serious, actually.
I was totally serious.
Totally serious on that. Oh.
Yeah, one day we'll all have drones of our own. A drone of my own.
Oh, that sounds like a song.
Can I get an amen?
Sure. Amen.
So anyway, yeah, the election's going on.
What's the big idea? Covered
dick outlining and curbing ourselves.
I know, right? Sort of like. Yeah. Talking about someone's huge hog on TV.
Yeah, just do it.
Oh. Right. Oh.
Right. We got a phone call happening. Let's see if this works.
Give me one moment. Yeah. Oh, that reminds me of another story. last night I got in this like just I was going to clean my phone and I said I'm going to do it right and I got like toothpicks and I cleaned the fuck out of it.
Right.
Like every nook and cranny.
Then you dropped it in shit.
No, now the goddamn speaker doesn't work. I think I pushed too hard, and I pushed the speaker in, and now it's
pushed your speaker in.
What a story!
This is my life.
Oh, it's working. Wait, is we got this a call. Tully Craig?
That's as loud as it'll go.
Allow myself to introduce
all the way. Okay.
Myself.
He's not going to answer.
You know you're calling.
Yo.
What it do?
Hey, what's up, man?
Listener Chris, welcome to the show.
Yes.
Right on. What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. I everyone is waiting in bated breath with to hear your amazing story. But first, you got to kind of introduce what it is you do.
Oh yeah, sure.
Long time listener, first time caller.
What I do is I work for the medical examiner for Genesee County, which encompasses Flint. And if you know anything about Flint, it has its own issues. I go around and I do death scene investigations, so I see a lot of dead people and various ways that they die. So it's a pretty interesting job. It's an on-call job from home, so it's pretty interesting.
So basically, you know, somebody dies, they call you, and you have to come out and like do what?
I investigate for the medical examiner, gather information, you know, medical history, things like that. You know, events leading up to death. Kind of determine whether or not they would need an autopsy based on you know the information that I have. Stuff like that, you know, it's definitely a different job. I enjoy quite a bit actually. So
nice. So now, do you think you're more busy at night or during the day?
It doesn't. I can't predict death. You can't. I mean, some days are busier than others. You know, some days it's not very busy. But days and nights. I mean, you know, there's shootings during the day, there's stabbings during the day, there's, you know, also happens at night. So, I mean, especially around here, it happens, you know, all different times of the day.
Around here, it's 24/7, the shooting and the stabbing.
No, not quite like that. But, I mean, not only cases like that, but, I mean, we do hospital cases.
Yeah.
I mean, people die all over the place. So it's, you know, it's not just all, you know, guts and glamour all the time. But, you know, it's a lot of other, you know, elderly people and children and things like that as well.
So. Ew. Nasty. Yeah, that's got to be hard. And you do a lot of like car accidents and stuff too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. There's car accidents. Have you ever wanted to know what it felt like to hold another man's head in your hands and want to give out a barbaric yelp? I mean, I've had one of those situations the beginning of the year. I mean, some dude got hit on an interstate by three different cars doing highway speed, 70 plus miles an hour, and there were just pieces of him all over the place. I had to go pick up. So I'm sitting there, and I picked up his head, and I'm holding it by the hair, and I got a new police officer there, and I just look at him, and I'm like, you know, I just want to give out a barbaric yelp. But
fucking gallows humor.
Yeah, I decided against him. I figured it probably wouldn't be too professional, but he looked at me, he goes, man, you guys are messed up.
Yeah, holy shit.
Yeah, it's not very often you get to hold another man's head in your hands and, you know, just kind of like walk down the expressway.
It's like a handbag.
Yeah, it's pretty pretty interesting, yeah.
Better you than me, man. I couldn't do it.
No, I think you you also deal with a lot of overdoses, I would take it, around Flint.
Oh, yeah, there's a little bit of a heroin epidemic going on here. They're mixing it with, like, horse tranquilizer that's, you know, it's killing off a lot of people. It's probably going to end up putting my daughter through college, tell you the truth.
So, you know. Holy shit.
Yeah, man. Yeah, dude, there's, I mean, people die in all different ways and all different, you know, situations that, you know, are pretty horrendous. You know, I mean, I'm doing EMS for 20 years. You know, I've been pretty much desensitized. You know, so I mean, death doesn't really bother me as much as it would, you know, probably a normal person.
Yeah, like us sitting here. Holy shit, man! It's wild stories.
Oh yeah, yeah. It gets pretty crazy. So it definitely gets.
So we brought you on to play F, Mary, Kill of all the podcast members. Enough of that talk.
Kill them all. I get paid per case. So,
you know. Oh, right, yeah, you're already, yeah. He's just good.
Chris is like, this is like 400 bucks.
That's good, man. It's going to be a good night.
Ulterior motive. This guy definitely was involved in an F, Mary, Kill.
Chris is waiting for that night with some extra guests.
It's pretty funny, though. I mean, my daughter knows what I do and stuff like that, and, she'll like ask for something for, you know, like new shoes or, you know, something stupid like that. And I'm like, well, do you know how many people need to die for you to get those? she just looks at me. She goes, you're so wrong, Dad.
There's therapist material for later in life.
That's right. That's right.
Holy shit.
All right. Well, you contacted me about a certain case that you had recently.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. I mean, it's if you're going to go, I guess this is one of the ways to go. I mean, I've seen different ways of going, but this definitely tops it so far. There was a gentleman who's 49 years old, I guess, checked into a local motel, which is known for heroin overdoses and things of that nature. So before I even got there, I kind of figured out what was going on, but nothing quite prepared me for this one, so... I get there and the cops and detectives are standing outside and we're just kind of going through the basic stuff. And I'm like, so what's the backstory? You know, what happened to this guy? He goes, well, apparently he checks into this jacuzzi suite with him, his wife, and two other females, which are believed to be his cousins, keep in mind. They have an all-night sex fest, I guess is the best way you can put it, with each other. Okay, doing snorting lines of heroin and cocaine all night, drinking, you know, smoking some weed. I mean, just all out party, you know. And then, so he does this, and then the next morning, 10:30 in the morning, he's laying there in bed with, you know, some people. I don't know exactly who, but snorts a line of heroin, and then starts to become lethargic. And then some other girl in the bed here says, "Here, bump this coke; you'll feel much better." Well, so he bumps the coke, and then he ends up dying. So now he's in a hotel room with, you know, his wife, two cousins, and himself. And, you know, now the police are involved. So, you know, it's, I guess he went out with a bang, but the, then we found the, then we found the cell phone. And then we got the, password from his wife. And sure enough, there are the pictures.
Uh oh.
This guy was taking pictures of, you know, this party that he had.
And of his last night. Banging his cousins.
Last night. Yeah, it was, you know, with his cousins of all people. That I don't quite understand.
It's good, but Thanksgiving. They all got together for Thanksgiving, probably.
Well, now, I'm sorry, Chris, you had...
reunions are...
family reunions are best reunion ever.
Chris, you, when we spoke about this earlier, you mentioned one one line that the woman in bed had said to him after he did the line of heroin prior to doing the coke. Do you remember
that? The one line?
Yes.
But that'll make it, it'll reverse the effects of the heroin?
Well, I remember you saying that she said, dude, you're turning blue. Do this coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I mean, he was so lethargic.
Oh, my God.
He was starting to turn blue, and he was, you know, not responding very well. But then he did the coke, and then all of a sudden he was like, nope, he was done.
Holy shit.
My God.
That's a wild.
I mean, I think this story wins the Office Pool of the Year. You
know? That's pretty wild.
Yeah, I mean it was pretty crazy.
Well, between that and the head handbag, you have to have a shot at it. story of the year.
I mean, there's been I mean, I'd say this year I think so. I mean, we've had some cases in the past that you know, weren't mine, but you know, involved, you know, sex mannequins with hair glued to them, and you know, all sorts of craziness. That
somebody
you
got just glued to a sex mannequin.
No, like he has mannequins inside his house, you know,
and with hair all naked, on them.
And then glues like hair on certain parts of them.
Oh, nice!
Glued himself to a mannequin. He's like, "Don't mind me, it's just me walking around." He's like on his back.
Right. So I mean, my job is a lot different than you know, most people's, but you know, it's pretty cool. I enjoy it. It's you know, it's quiet. I don't get to talk to too many people at work, which is good for me. So I'm.
Well, yeah, everybody's dead already.
Yeah, I mean, There's no rush to get there. So you know, I mean, it's you go from one experience of being in, you know, EMT and working on the ambulance for so many years to, you know, working on the other end of it. So it's you see a lot of weird, smell a lot of strange things, and step in a lot of strange things.
It's like being in the upstairs room at Mike's house.
Like, yeah, you can probably decomp pretty fast if you're, you know, upstairs at Mike's house in the summertime. So,
it's good for your immune system.
Keep it strong.
How you guys been doing? Pretty good?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Fuck yeah. Excellent.
Yeah, man.
When are you coming to PA again?
Got any special guests tonight or what?
You're it.
You're it, buddy.
I'm it. Oh,
yeah, very special guest.
Do you think maybe we can get the wife and the cousins?
Quality programming right there.
Quality program. Yeah. So, what's it like to be a super fan?
You know, I mean, it has its ups and downs. It's pretty limited, isn't it?
It's got its ups and downs. Is it?
Yeah,
a lot of downs.
Man, there's like 2 weeks. There's like one day out of every 2 weeks. It's, I mean, it's kind of an up, but the rest of it's all down.
Don't get me wrong. I mean, you guys got some gold episodes going there. I mean, I listened to one the other, you know, the other week, and it was I was laughing my ass off.
Oh, yes.
Hearing Mike talk about, you know, coffee milk, I mean that's...
That's funny. That's hilarious.
You can't get that time back either, Chris. Nobody can. Nobody can.
That's definitely a low point for him.
Fuck you.
What am I doing with my life?
This guy really talk about coffee
milk?
You do
ask yourself that when you're holding people's body parts on expressway. How did I get to this point in my life?
Oh, you know, my God.
What decisions did I make to get here? I mean, like, nice. Tonight I'm waiting on a call. I go on at 9 o'clock tonight, and I'm on for, like, 36 hours, and then I'm off, and then I'm on for, like, I don't know, 6 or 7 days. We just had a guy get hit by a train, so we're waiting to get that call.
Oh, my God. 36 hours, though. Huh. Do you sleep in that time at all?
Oh, yeah. It's all downtime. I mean, you know, if you're not dying, then, you know, there's nothing for me to do.
But, you just have to be ready.
Yeah, just got to be ready.
Oh, man. That's brutal, though.
But I'll tell you, though, it was kind of fun because, I mean, you know, I have to write, you know, type reports, you know, and send them into the medical examiner, and then they get sent into the state and stuff like that. So it's like I've already successfully described a crack whore, you know. And so now I had to describe this situation that I encountered the other day, you know, with a gangbang with family members and drugs and overdoses.
I got a question that I got to ask, and it's super creepy. But what was what were those ladies like?
Well, the wife was, you know, was questionable.
Questionable.
The other ones, you know, hey, not too bad. You know, yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, I mean.
They have all their digits, all their teeth and everything?
Well, yeah, everybody, you know, I mean, we're talking like, you know, West Virginia or nothing like that.
Right.
But, you know, they, you know, for doing drugs and stuff like that, I think they had all their dental features.
What I don't get is, like, how did they come about saying that they were his cousins? They just came out and said.
That, you know, I don't get into all that. There were people there. And, you know, the cops are the first one there. And before, they're there usually like 15, 20 minutes before I am. So people are usually, it's still sinking in what just happened. So, I mean, they get more accurate information than I do because by the time I get there, they're usually, you know, an emotional mess.
Yeah.
That's what the detectives and the officer told me. I'm like, his cousin? I'm like, you know, his or hers? I mean, and, you know, first cousin? I mean, you know,
Kissing cousins? I mean, what are we doing?
Shit happens.
Just don't, you know, I mean, cousins. I don't get it, but hey, whatever.
Yeah. I know two different people that married cousins.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. They're all from Northeast Philly.
Wow.
All two of them. How many? A million people?
I told my wife, I don't think I have that many attractive cousins.
My pool is limited here.
But, you know, hey.
Yeah, they don't want to hear, like, yeah, they're great.
Yeah, I don't think any of my cousins are waiting for me to tell them they're hot. You know?
Are they super fans?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I mean, it would make for an interesting Thanksgiving conversation.
Yes, it would.
Yeah, that's for sure.
All right, dude. Well, thank you for coming on and telling us a great story.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Yep, thanks, Chris.
No problem.
You got to come in the studio next time you're in PA.
Yeah, going to come out that way eventually.
The studio.
I'm closing the studio.
Got to get some webcams up there, man.
Sure.
Listen, we don't have that many listeners. We don't want to drive the rest we have away. Put a webcam up, man.
Yeah. Sure.
Nice. All right, man. Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks, Chris.
All right, guys.
All right, dude. See you. Listener Chris, everybody.
Yes. Yeah, thank you.
Always like to hear from him.
Yeah, man. It's a crazy story. Isn't it crazy?
Some wild stories, man. We've known him for since we were in school.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Well, I didn't know him in school. I knew him a little bit.
He was
just a giant, scary dude in school.
Yeah, I knew him briefly in high school. Not very well.
He was in my economics class.
Yeah.
Practical economics.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
Made $15.
Did you?
Yeah. Nice. To sell high school shorts.
Did you invest that?
Shorts. We sold shorts.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I wonder if I should have brought that up.
Did you sell one pair of shorts?
I forget how it all works out, but I don't know. We all designed it, and then you have to make posters. Coach? It was Mr.
It wasn't the coach?
No.
Well, is he Eastern European?
Nah.
Mr.
Eastern Europe.
He looked like the dude in Clockwork Orange that's like the helper that carries the old man around with the glasses.
Oh.
You know the helper guy?
Yeah.
He's kind of like that kind of guy. I forget what his name is.
Weird and creepy. Yeah.
I don't remember what his name was. So.
Weird and creepy.
He was kind of like that. Take my strong hand.
That was a good story. That was good, man. Good to hear from. That's crazy. It's crazy. Imagine
really crazy.
Carrying
man.
Somebody's head down the highway. That's freaking.
Oh man, because hey, he sends me pictures.
Ugh.
No. Never anything like no bodies or anything
what,
like
dick
that.
Dick pics?
Yes. This guy's dead. Fully erect.
Outlines.
No, he'll send me like
next level.
Like, you know, auto accident pics and shit. And, you know, he'll just be like, you know, these people lived. And he'll show me other people and be like, these people didn't. And it's
oh my
like
God.
These cars that are just totally fucking destroyed.
Yeah.
And he sends me, you know, some of the news articles about cases he works and shit.
When he was talking about the head, I kept thinking of like Tropic Thunder. Where he's got the director's head. Yeah. Oh, look at me. I'm just the director. And the jaw's flapping up and down. He's like, it's a prop.
Yeah, he called me about that one. I think it was like 2 months ago. And he's like, man, I felt like the Highlander.
Yeah.
It can be only one.
I just don't get how like the guy could convince his wife that he could bring his cousins in and bang them.
Yeah,
just, well, drugs, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
They're all druggies.
They're all fucking doing heroin. I don't think they're the most, you know. I think they're pretty lax in their morals.
Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think they really got a lot of
better than a scruples. Stranger. Come on, man.
Yeah, I don't think they got a lot of scruples going on there. You know what I mean?
True, true.
Standards pretty low.
Yeah, they're just like, yeah. What do you got? Let's party.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Well, I got a little weed. Got any H?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I got some cousin ass. Oh, okay.
Some cousin ass.
What that's ass if the cousins were sisters?
He didn't even say if they were male or female cousins.
That's just true. No,
they were. There's three females and one dude.
Yes, that's sexist.
I asked that as well.
Just like you motherfuckers.
They do that too.
Fucking crazy story though.
It is just wild.
Yeah, it's a different life he lives out there.
I guess if you're gonna go, why not, right? Better than curbing yourself on Market Street dying in the road.
Yeah, you know, but well, you didn't do that.
No, but
what, you got an update?
I do have an update. Donald Trump has sprung out to an 8 elective lead at the moment by winning Mississippi, I think. Mississippi or Alabama, one of the two.
How do they know he won that already? It's just such, so far, it's done?
Well, the way
there's
they...
no chance?
See, I've always thought about that as well, but the way they do it, like when they project shit, is they know generally which areas are going to vote Democratic and which are going to vote Republican, so it's just about the percentages at that point.
Gotcha.
So it's like, you know, an area that generally votes Republican would need to all of a sudden vote 70% Democrat for Hillary to come back. So then at that point, they can call it.
Right.
Just say it's not going to fucking happen.
Yeah, they had a killer fucking rally yesterday, I think, downtown. It was Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah. John Bon Jovi.
Barack Obama. Oh, Barack Obama was there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Obamas were in town. I was talking to somebody that one of their friends lives downtown.
Yeah.
They said the line to get there was down 4th.
Uh-huh.
Down to... Shit, I can't...
South Street?
Down Beyond? To South Washington. I think it was like... no, it was down in... I don't know if it was Washington.
Yeah, that's South
down,
Philly.
It was down in South Philly, looped around.
Wow.
They said it was ridiculous.
It's right past the Woolly Mammoth.
That's where you were at.
Yeah.
I know. I just saw a helicopter fly over... And they showed, you know, the actual stage and where the event was being held, and it didn't look like that many people were there. And then they panned out and just kept going around, and you just saw this mass of people waiting to get in.
That's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
You know, are they worried?
No. I'm not worried. But
are they, though? I'm sorry, Mike.
Oh, are they worried? I don't think so.
It's a lot of pulling out a lot of stops here.
Well, they are. But this is one interesting thing that I can't remember if it was the last, like,
surprising in Philly. That's normally the hotbed. It's Democrat all the way. Like,
yeah.
You know, this state is normally... Yeah, they had to be worried.
They're worried.
Well, like, our area, that like Delco, Montgomery County, and Bucks County, the moniker they're calling that now is the Philadelphia Collar.
Mm-hmm.
And no one in the last, like, I forget, 5 election cycles or something has won a statewide election in Pennsylvania without winning the Philadelphia Collar.
Mm.
So that's why got, you know, Hillary was here, Trump was here, you know, we got all of them in these, you know, little fucking counties around Buck or around whatever.
Shit, yeah.
215.
A lot of
baby.
People live here now.
Trump was right by my office.
Yeah. He was at a Wawa buying tasty cakes.
Was he really?
Yeah.
I guess it's not that bad. Like, You go to other places, you gotta like eat the whatever food.
Eat it with a fucking knife and fork.
Yeah. But like, it's like, I don't know, you have to have a cheesesteak. Like, that's pretty easy.
Yeah.
It's gonna taste good. You know what I mean? Like,
you go to different tasty cakes.
Yeah, if you go to a different state, you might have to have something weird or different. Yeah,
right. You gotta eat like whatever bull oysters or whatever they call them.
Yeah. What's that, the bull balls or whatever? Yes, testicles. Yeah. Oh yeah, Colorado. Or oysters or something like that?
Oh, Rocky Mountain oysters.
Rocky Mountain oysters. That's it. We'll get there, Mike.
Trump, he lives in Jersey, right?
He lives in Trump Tower.
He lives in Manhattan, right?
Where's Trump Tower?
In New York.
Okay.
His house is like, his apartment's like gold.
Yeah, I think it's three floors.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
huge.
I thought maybe, because all his casinos were in New Jersey. Gotcha. Like, I thought that I figured it was tri-state area.
Taj Mahal really took a beating, I think.
They're all going on.
He doesn't own that anymore, I don't think. Does he?
I'm not sure if he owns it anymore.
I think someone else run either that or they run it. I don't know.
They didn't want to take it, I think. They want to leave the name on. It's more valuable.
Yes.
With the name.
Yeah, but I don't think he's affiliated with it, or if he is, he's loosely affiliated.
There's one Trump name on it. Yeah. And that's like, oh, yeah.
I know he's not really going to get that involved in it, but they tried to do a Trump Tower in Toronto. Uh-huh. And they, you know, sold all these people these condos and apartments saying, like, you know, the market's going to be amazing and blah, blah, blah. You're making all this money. And like half of them haven't even sold. And the ones that have sold, they're now suing the people.
Oh, my God.
And it's already bankrupt.
Well, you said the one in Washington with the steakhouse.
Oh, the D.C. Yeah, his D.C. hotel is doing terribly. But they're saying that it's going to bankruptcy, and it looks like one of the creditors is probably going to buy it out, and the first thing they're doing is taking Trump's name off it.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, his brand is not doing well. That's why I was curious about all this talk that his son is already talking to media outlets that they're going to try and start Trump TV.
I think that's going to happen. That's already planned, I think.
Yeah, I don't know.
The TV channel. It could be at least internet TV, I guess.
Yeah, something like that. They're trying to make him a movement now, more than he has been.
What, a bowel movement?
Oh!
I mean, who's watching that? You watch Vanderpump's over there. I know you watch
it. Yo,
that.
Premiered last night, by the way. Vanderpump's premiered. Thanks for reminding me.
Bruh.
Bruh. Mike, you watch Vanderpump's, right?
No.
Oh, my God, dude. If anybody.
What is that show? Please tell me, because I have no idea what it is.
Vanderpump, there's a restaurant called Sir.
Right.
And this lady, I think her last name is Vanderpump. It's a British lady.
Uh-huh.
She became famous on Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Oh, okay.
But this is a restaurant, so it follows all the bartenders. What?
If I asked you this before in the podcast,
about it a little bit, but all right. No one really cared about it.
If it follows the bartenders, I might find it interesting.
It follows the bartenders. So like at one point, this guy Jax, he's like, yeah, last year I got busted last year stealing sunglasses, so now I'm on probation. As soon as I'm off that in 4 months, I'm going to punch this guy right in the face. Like that's the show, dude.
Balls of steel.
And then he makes up a rumor that his girlfriend was eating out this other girl in the group. And then, like, it just takes off, and his girlfriend's mad at him now because he made up, like, all this shit. He's like, yeah, I walked in, and her head was up her pussy and da-da-da, all this stuff, and I don't know. I guess it's funnier when you watch it.
I guess so.
It's awesome. Like, I don't know. If you liked, what was the show where they were, like, Utopia? If you liked Utopia, dude, you would love Vanderpump Rules. It's, like, a million times better.
Well, who knows? I will say I have not watched a single moment of...
I think it's worth checking out.
Big Brother. I haven't even...
Oh, Digital Big Brother?
I haven't watched it at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry, cool story, bro.
Who wants to see Digital Big Brother, though? Sorry, I don't know why, but it just finished, so it's like...
Oh no, I think it's doing quite well.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
How can you keep watching it?
Because these people are psychos, man. They go straight from Big Brother to fucking Survivor.
Dude. It's crazy.
Like, they just rotate shows that they watch 24 hours a day.
Who has time for that? Am I right, people? Yeah. You and Mike?
I don't have time for it, man.
No, fucking
especially
Mike,
not
man.
Recently. I've been busy as fuck.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the TV corner. I won't bother with you anymore. But anyway, Vanderpump's, check it out. It's the bomb, man. It's out. Walking Dead's back on and all that shit.
You know, the last two episodes of Walking Dead have been very interesting. just so. I mean, that first episode was fucking brutal.
Yep.
And the second one was almost a comedy.
Yep.
And then the next one was, you know, kind of serious again. But I don't know. It's weird.
Now they're going to drag it out. They do a bunch of shit the first episode, drag it out, and then a bunch of shit will happen, like the finale.
That's what I'm afraid of.
And then you'll be like, oh, what's going to happen? And then you forget about it, and then
yeah, it's going to be the whole the fucking farm season all over again.
The farm season.
Get off the goddamn farm. Stay in the house, Coral.
Nailed it!
Oh, man. So, yeah, that's all the shit. But, oh, yeah, earlier I was talking about, you know, we should all get together and, like, figure out when we retire, when we get old, really old, all work out and we'll all live at the same place. What if we all lived in Trump Tower?
That's possible. I have a breaking news. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, man. My man is on it.
Yeah, that's good.
Trump is now up 42 electoral votes.
Dude, he's going to win, man.
After taking, like, Texas, North and South Dakota, Wyoming, Iowa, Missouri.
Wow.
Nebraska.
Is he winning anything he's not supposed to?
Not yet. Okay. Not yet. That's. I mean, Hillary's going to take California, and that's a huge chunk. But, like, so far he hasn't won anything that he shouldn't, but he's winning what he's supposed to, which is scary enough.
Right.
And, you know, and we are agnostic politically on All Right Already. Whoever gets in power, we love them.
Yep.
Keep us going.
Yep.
Right, we're looking for some of that National Endowment for the Arts money.
National Endowment for Dancing with the Stars money.
Snap. Jackpot. That was right on with the news there, Chris.
You know,
that was
good. Just to be a little local here. For those of us that did vote today, okay, you know the ballot measure that was on the top about the Supreme Court justices?
The age?
Yeah.
Such 75. Bullshit.
But did you hear how it's worded fucking backwards?
Yeah, bullshit.
Such bullshit.
Do you guys know about this?
Motherfucker.
No. Okay.
You'll like it.
Their current retirement age is 70.
Right.
And it was voted on, do you think they should be able to stay longer than 70? And it was voted no. So what they did now is, do you think their retirement age should be 75? They didn't say that their current retirement age is 70. And the reason they're doing it is two of the justices are turning 70, like within the next 2 years.
Of course.
And they're both, it's crazy. You know, it's such fucking just political bullshit.
Well, I first heard it, I'm like, of course I'm going to vote yes. Like, they should be 75. They should retire. Like, I was just assuming they were like, never retire. They can just stay as long.
Yeah, I would have done the same thing.
But yeah, if they say raise it, you're like, oh wait, why the fuck would I raise it?
Once I actually read into what it meant,
we got a postcard in the mail about it. Wow, about like sure. why it's a trick.
That's just like there's one in
crazy,
in
dude.
Florida about solar power that they're like pushing. You know, vote yes to support solar power. Vote yes, but they're. It actually is incredibly regressive for solar power. It's like it says yes, people can have solar power on their houses, but they have to pay like all these extra taxes, and there's no breaks on their taxes for putting solar power. It's completely supported by the coal and like natural gas such industry.
Bullshit.
But they word it, you know, to make it sound like it supports solar power, and they're saying that Florida voters are so stupid.
You lose.
It'll pass.
Good day, sir.
Why don't they just do shit for us that's, like, legit? Do you know what I mean? Like, just for the people. Give us one good vote.
I will say that was the one thing that Trump said he was going to do that I actually was like, God, I wish it would happen, is he wanted to put term limits on Congress. I was like, somebody needs to fucking do that because Congress will never do it.
They're never themselves, gonna
fucking do it. Yeah, and they would just veto the shit if they tried to pass it anyway.
Well, you can pass it through if you get the governors of, like 40 states to vote for it. It actually can be avoided Congress.
It's hilarious. Sure, these are all rules. These are like rules made up. It's so stupid.
That could be completely wrong, but I know it has something to do with the voting of the governors of the states.
That would make sense. It would. But I mean, that would never happen.
No.
It would never fucking happen.
Nah.
It's all bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
What a world.
What a world. What a world.
What a world. Yep. Go ahead. That's it. That reminds me. Who's this?
What is this?
Your intro music.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I wasn't.
All right. Yeah. No. He read my mind. I was going to say we should start up.
All right. Let's get it going. This week's F, Marry, Kill, and continuing on our election theme, we'll do some. You know, political moves.
Ladies of the political moves.
Yes.
Wait. Is this vote with a bullet?
Yes, it is.
Who is it? Biohazard?
No, Corrosion of Conformity.
COC.
Good jam, actually.
Good years there, John.
It took me a little while, but I was like, oh, I've heard this like a million times.
It would have taken me until the end of time.
Yes, I would have never gotten it. All right, so the first movie is The Contender, and obviously it's not obviously, but Joan Allen. She plays Lane Hansen. Next movie is 13 Days. Stephanie Romanoff as Jackie Onassis. And Bulworth. We got Holly Berry as Nina. Not an easy one, I don't think. I'm still not sure where
I'm
going.
It's not an easy one.
What are the names again? What's the blonde's name?
Joan Allen.
Joan Allen.
And what's the brunette's name?
Stephanie Romanoff.
Okay.
You know who Holly Berry is.
Everybody knows who Holly Berry is.
This is not an easy one.
It's not.
The blonde haired chick is the wife from Face Off.
Yes.
And you love so our listeners
off.
Know.
You love Face Off.
Dude, it's like the best movie.
I knew it. I fucking knew it. Because, I like that fucking movie.
When he's figuring out that John Travolta is so the bad guy, he's like, face on. Face off.
Yeah.
The bad guy keeps saying it over and over, saying face on, face off.
It's such a terrible movie. It really is.
And they make the one guy, make Nicolas Cage fatter. To be like John Travolta.
Right.
And then John Travolta's skinnier to be like Nicolas Cage. And
right.
Like,
it's yeah. ridiculous.
Should have a Face Off and Broken Arrow marathon.
Broken Arrow, man.
And Battlefield Earth. Let's throw that in there.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's decent.
How about every Travolta movie? Just put it in there, except for Pulp Fiction. Just put every movie he's in.
He really tricked us.
Who?
John Travolta. After Pulp Fiction came out, I'm like, oh, yeah, he does do awesome movies.
It was his huge comeback.
And then, like, every movie after was, like, dog shit. Like, yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, fucking
Phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Yeah, exactly. I was like...
Fucking asshat. Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, Look Who's Talking.
Hey, Look Who's Talking was kind of funny.
Yeah, that is actually pretty good.
But Look Who's Talking was a pretty good movie.
Yeah, after that...
Yeah, you know what? You're right. But is he's not in... He just did the voice, right? Or no, Bruce Willis does the voice.
Yeah, Bruce Willis does the voice.
Right.
John Travolta and Kirstie Alley are the... So funny.
No, like, it's John Travolta, Tom Selleck. No, that's three men and a baby.
Three men and a baby.
Right. Steve Guttenberg.
And Guttenberg, right? Yeah. Okay, I'm fucking up my 80s.
What did I say Guttenberg meant last week?
I forget.
I don't even remember.
We were talking about Cocoon.
Oh, yeah.
And Kenny Guttenberg.
I didn't mean to derail the...
No, it's fine, man.
I don't know who the brunette is. What else is she in?
She's also an angel.
You don't... It's just her in the movie, so just picture just Jackie O.
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, Travolta was good in The General's Daughter, though.
Yeah, he's all right.
I never saw it. You know why? Because he's in it.
Swordfish?
Never saw Swordfish. It. You know why? Because he's in it.
Now, Holly Berry's nude in Swordfish.
Yeah, Swordfish was pretty shitty. But...
That's why anybody's seen it.
What about Get Shorty?
Right. Get Shorty was a good movie. Hey. That was an all right movie.
That's
White Man's
shit.
Burden.
I've never seen that.
Piece that was all right. That was okay.
Just like all his movies. Pieces of shit.
Mad City.
He's pulled all the Travolta movies.
The Thin Red Line.
He was in that? That was a good movie.
The tie-in with the election, Primary Colors. He was like
that Bill was Clinton. A funny movie.
I would almost put that in there, then I realized I can't stand that asshole, so I wasn't going to add it in.
He's on the OJ show.
Okay, did he play Kardashian?
Somebody like that. Yeah, he looks ridiculous.
Of course he does, because he is ridiculous.
He was the bad guy in the Punisher movie, 2004.
I don't remember that.
He was in Ladder 49, which I heard was a good movie. And a love song for Bobby Long.
I don't know that one.
I think you see ScarJo half naked in that movie.
Okay. What's that one where she's this? The one where she's like an alien, and then
Chris knows it.
Yeah, I'd have to look.
You've talked about it
before. Yeah, you have talked about it. I just can't remember.
It's her full name frontal now. Naked.
Yeah.
Nice.
Mr. Skin section.
Yeah. Mr. Skin, he's fast forwarding the good part.
Is Mr. Skin gone?
No. Is he done? Mr. No. Stell.
He's probably still got a website, but nobody goes on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, why would you pay money
you
for it?
You have to pay like so 10 stupid. Bucks a month to fucking yeah. go see anything. It's like, why? I just fucking get porn for free right on the internet. Yeah,
I don't know why anybody pays for porn anymore.
Yeah, I don't get it.
Makes no sense.
No. There's no need.
Start killing and banging these chicks here.
All right.
All right. Who wants to go?
I'll go. I'm going to kill Joan Allen. I'll bang Halle Berry because what I saw in Monster Ball looked good. But
oh yeah,
and then Jackie O, I'll marry.
Nice.
I'm actually going to agree with Chris. Sorry, Joan, it's just not happening.
That chick's beat.
She used to be actually really really good looking.
Yeah, I it depends on how she dresses up. If they like her short hair is not
it's not good for her. Like she used to do a lot of like bombshell movies, you know, where she was like, you know, in like red dresses, and she looked damn good. She does not look good in this picture though.
No.
But Halle Berry, I'm going to have to bang. She looks like fun. And Jackie O, I don't know. Something about the way she looks like that, you know, whole nice girl outside of the bedroom and just like total whore inside it.
There you go.
Did you put that on Valentine cards?
It's a Hallmark moment.
I want to make fucking Valentine cards.
Yeah.
Charge like $5 for them or no birthday shit. Cards.
How about any card? I mean, what kind of bullshit is that?
Seriously.
The fuck do you... I mean,
where do you get
me?
Off? It's a piece of cardboard for $5.
It's a fucking piece of cardboard worth $6. Dude, some of them are like $8, $9, $10. You got to be fucking kidding me. And the verses are dog shit.
It's gotta, Tara and I used to fight about that all the time. She's like, you never get me cards. And I'm like, cards are bullshit. Like, I would rather
draw
spend
one.
$5 on you than buy you a fucking card.
Yeah, make one.
Yeah, so I think it was last Valentine's Day. I got her 2 cards, and she was really touched by it. And she was like, "You went to the dollar store, didn't you?" And I was like, "Damn right, 2 for $1." I'm like, that's about all I'm spending on cards.
Yeah, well, you can write a bullshit. Note. I mean, I get ones that are so fucking cheap.
I will buy you nice stuff.
You write a fucking note on the one side. It just says, "Here, Happy Valentine's Day." Fucking write something.
Well, yeah, like you can write something heartfelt and what that. Yeah. Why do I have to pay $5 for that fucking
Such
cardboard?
Dog shit. Dog shit.
Empty inside.
I just take a piece of computer paper, fold in half. Trace my hand making a middle finger on the inside.
What about a cock and balls pic?
And then hand it to your daughter.
Yeah. Now, usually, I just let my kids color in off computer paper.
Yeah.
Make them make the card.
Yeah.
And then it's like kind of something different. And
yeah.
It's like, why?
Captain Frugality.
It's just getting
here.
Thrown out anyway. It's kind of like, what's the difference? Like,
hey, I'm right behind Captain Frugality on this. I fucking hate cards.
For the price.
It's bullshit. For totally the price, it's the bullshit.
Money. Yeah. I would rather spend the money on something that means something to
yeah.
me.
Yeah.
I told Linz to go over there, read one, pick it out, and then put it back.
This is how I feel about you. Now go put it back.
That's hilarious. Pick out a nice one, baby.
I feel
Did
that
you read
way.
It?
Put
it back. Put it back.
I feel the same way about flowers. Like, I won't buy her flowers. Just because they die in like a week. And you spend so
yeah.
much goddamn money on
yep.
them.
I do it. I do it. I do flowers.
I do flowers. I don't know high end now.
Well, not so much lately. I knew about what's that place?
What?
Produce Junction.
Oh, Produce yeah. Junction's the shit, dude.
You could buy like 18 roses for like $5 or something.
Dude, and you know what's so scary cheap. Is at you know, knowing someone in the industry, there's a lot of flower shops that get their shit from Produce Junction. And then they mark it up tremendously and sell it at their flower shop.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
Produce Junction is Produce so Junction. Fucking cheap.
Yeah.
Like, we're not there yet, but at Valentine's Day, how much do they charge for a dozen? Like $75?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, easy.
It's like $5 at Produce Junction.
For a dozen? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, they're so...
Like, during Valentine's Day?
Yeah.
It's packed. It might
during Valentine's
like
Day, yeah. During Valentine's Day, it'll be like $5-$6 a stem.
Yeah.
Not it's at Produce crazy. Junction.
No. At a flower
yeah,
shop.
Yeah, a flower yeah. shop. Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah, that's why I don't get sucked into the weak-ass holiday. Yeah. I'm serious. I don't. We don't do it. I don't fucking buy into that bullshit. and get my fucking money.
I make Tara dinner that night.
You're all about March 14th.
March 14th.
Right? Steak and blowjob day?
Is that what it is?
It goes over. It's hilarious.
Is it the 14th or 15th?
I'm not sure.
It's a month after Valentine's.
Well, that would be the 14th.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I just don't do Hallmark holidays. It's gay.
Yeah.
They're just weak. They're just lame.
Well, what's kind of frustrating is that all these holidays are decided that now these are, you have to like legitimately celebrate these.
Yeah, I don't have to do that.
Extra ones. There's more now. So it's like, oh, it's Secretary Day.
Yeah.
Well, there's a fucking holiday every day. You look at your phone.
It's crazy.
It's like, oh, yeah. It's Teacher's Day, Nurse's Day.
It's too much.
It was Ginger Day.
National Stout Day. National Hot Dog Day.
They got a Day Walker Day?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It was like, I think it was a week
ago.
It's
really going down.
It's a Daywalker night where they all collect at the gathering.
At the gathering.
Milky skin.
We get together and decide the melanin distribution for the rest of the world.
Melanin
for the next year.
Like the Bilderbergs.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Bilderberg. We're the Bilderbergs of skin tone.
Skull and bones of skin tone. All right, John, your turn. You're up.
Oh, we're still playing this
game. We're still playing.
Holy shit, I forgot. I thought we were doing greeting cards.
Well, we did that already.
Well, yeah, it's because you didn't go yet.
Yeah, you really got sidetracked.
John, right? You have a blonde, a brunette, and a black chick.
Yeah.
Just think of it like that.
Yeah.
But a really, really hot black chick.
I think I would marry Holly Berry.
Yeah?
I have no idea what character this is, but...
I don't like her with the dreads, but...
She does look good with them. Yeah. She looks good with everything, though. I mean, she's a
no. I'm saying, I don't like her with dreads.
Oh,
and then I would like bang the brunette, kill the blonde. I don't like her.
I'm going with. I'm actually going to go with Chris and Mike on their picks. I'm going to bang Holly. I'm going to kill Joan or Lane. And
yeah, she got killed by everybody.
I got a.
Nobody liked her.
I got a good one. We got to talk about later.
Okay,
off air.
Off air. I like Holly Berry in. Good Holly Berry is Last Boy Scout.
Yeah, she's right. She's really good.
Is that the Damon Wayans?
Damon Wayans and
Bruce Willis.
Bruce Willis. Yeah.
It's a great buddy action movie.
That's a great one. I always confuse that with the
Tango Cat.
Hudson Hawk. I never confuse shit with Tango Cat.
Hudson Hawk.
No. What's that guy's name?
Any given
Adam Sandler.
Oh, Bulletproof.
What is it?
Bulletproof.
Yeah, I always confuse that with Bulletproof. It's Adam Sandler and who else? Damon Wayans?
Damon Wayans.
Yeah, that's why.
Oh. I don't think I've ever seen that.
I can't stand.
That's a good... Yeah. What, who? Damon
Adam
Wayans?
Sandler.
Or
Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler?
Can't stand, it's awesome. Can't
stand Adam Sandler.
Awesome. What's he awesome at?
Grown Ups? Did you ever see Grown Ups?
No.
Yeah, Grown Ups 2?
Horrible. We already talked about that one, too.
Well, we talked about Godfather a lot, too.
Okay, really? You're not going to put that fucking movie in with Godfather.
A lot of people talk about Scarface.
All right, Happy Gilmore was funny. 50 First Dates was kind of cute. I'll give him that. But other than that, I just...
Little Nicky? That? Little Nicky?
Nah, 50 nah. First Dates? Yeah, I watched on a movie or on a plane once. It wasn't bad.
I can't take that guy. I can't take... The only thing I can stand him on is... I liked his remake of Longest Yard.
No, I never saw that.
I don't love it, but it's okay. I think it pays good
homage to
the movie.
Chris Rock's in that, I think.
Yeah, there's a lot of people in it.
The Happy Gilmore movies are typically pretty good.
There's only one.
No, not Happy Gilmore. I mean, it's like the production company.
What, like Click?
No. But you know what I'm talking about? Like, they'll be like, oh, Spanglish? It's a Gilmore production.
Spanglish?
No, like Grandma's Boy and all that shit.
Don't know.
You've never seen Grandma's Boy?
No.
Have you ever seen whatever, like,
I can't
Angry
stand
Six
the guy.
Or whatever the fucking movie that just came out on Netflix was?
I tried to watch
Ridiculous
it.
Ridiculous
I couldn't
Six.
Get into it. I couldn't get
in. Netflix even said, they're like, don't everybody's saying these movies are terrible, but they get ridiculously high ratings. So I think they gave them like $30 million to make six movies.
That's awesome.
I saw the two that were on Netflix. I thought they were pretty funny.
Yeah.
There's more coming.
Oh, yeah. What's the other one? Where he's like a super agent?
Yeah. And he's got David Spade in there.
That was good.
Yeah.
I liked that one.
What, Zohan?
No. This is brand new.
I love Zohan.
Zohan was kind of funny.
I haven't seen that.
I don't want to crowbar this in
there. No, just crowbar. We're talking about Sandler right here.
Getting a little worked up because I don't like your boy, huh?
Nah, I don't give a shit. I feel bad for you that you never saw Grandma's Boy. Because it's really good. I think you really like it, yeah.
I saw this on my news feed. The Guardians of the Galaxy 2, Nathan Fillion is going to be in it.
What?
Yeah.
Who?
Nathan shit. Fillion. He's the guy who was in Firefly.
Firefly. He was the captain in Firefly.
He also had that show Castle.
Yeah, Castle's on it. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So he might be this character known as Wonder Man. That's a Marvel character. They show a scene from the set where there's like a film festival going on, and they have him on all these movie posters, and one of the movie posters is like, it looks like Toxic Avenger, but it says the Toxic Janitor, and they have him in as like, I forget what it's called, but it looks
this
like
is Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, it looks like Conan. It's all this guy Nathan
that
Fillion,
makes sense
as like it's like all his movies at a film festival.
Well,
he was awesome as Captain Hammer.
He's listed under IMDb as Simon Williams.
Yes. Okay. And that is Wonder Man.
All right.
The
Kurt Russell's in that too, you know.
Yeah, I think he's going to be Star-Lord's father, possibly.
Oh, that's a really good choice, Ego? Actually.
That's who they have him listed as, Ego.
Oh, I don't know.
Under IMDb.
Well, the director of Guardians of the Galaxy is a protege of Lloyd Kaufman from Troma.
Oh, really?
That's probably why he has all that shit in it. Like see what I mean? Like, it wouldn't shock me if there's like a Sergeant Kabuki man.
Damn, Stallone's in it too, man.
Damn,
Stallone's in it.
Yeah,
wow. Well, I mean, the first one made a fuck ton of money.
It's a great movie. They won't be able to capture anybody. That again.
Probably not, but
so unexpected.
I don't know. Chris Pratt's really good,
but like that movie coming out, you'd never be like, that movie's gonna be fucking great.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it just doesn't... It doesn't add up. You're like... It's like second-rate characters
It looked good, but yeah, you didn't think it was going to be a blockbuster like
and
it was.
It has a crazy, like, weird early 80s kind of soundtrack. Like...
Yeah.
It just makes 70s. It. Yeah. It makes it so cool. Like, you're just like, this movie's fucking great. Like, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, in the beginning where he's dancing and he's singing with the thing.
Yeah, you would never think that it would be that good.
Yeah.
Like, the new Rambo.
Right.
You would never be like, this is going to like change my life after I see this.
Right. Did the new Rambo change your life?
Yeah, dude.
I'm waiting for the last one. I can't wait.
There's another
They're remaking it
I thought they were doing one more. I thought he was doing one more.
A final Rambo?
Final Rambo. I thought he was doing
I'd love
that.
Oh, see, I heard they're making a remake. They're going to reboot it. First
that
Blood.
Would surprise me.
They're going to reboot First Blood.
I don't think that's a good idea.
I don't think it will either.
Terrible idea.
But. I pulled up the movie posters, the fake movie posters in Guardians of the Galaxy. The first one says Tony Stark, and it has like the guy posing like Steve Jobs in the movie Steve Jobs.
Gotcha.
So it's got Nathan Fillion looking like Tony Stark. The second one, it's called Archon, but he's holding a sword like Conan. And then there's one called Haxman 2. And then the fourth one was the Toxic Janitor.
Toxic Janitor, nice.
But they're all like the actual covers of movies.
Right, they made for
but they just superimposed in his face.
That's well, cool. I was in on the movie before that, and if Nathan Fillion's in it, I will watch anything he is in. Except Castle. I've never seen Castle.
Except for the show he's been on for the last 10 years.
Yeah. Any of his movies. I've seen
every
movie
week for the last 10 years he's been on a show.
Actually, one of the movies he made is now a Broadway play. It's called Waitress.
Did not know that.
They turned that into a Broadway play?
They did.
I know what you're saying, though. Like, I loved Firefly. I thought it was awesome. But I'm like, oh, cool. It's the guy in Firefly. I guess I'll never watch this show. I don't give a shit enough about Castle. He's like a... Was he a writer that solves crimes?
It was like the first season was like kind of funny because like he, but then like all of a sudden, like, all right, why would they have this continue? Like, why are the police having this dude constantly just hang around?
He's for constantly 10 years. Solving crimes.
He's constantly out there running around. Dude, why isn't someone just shot his ass?
I'm shocked I didn't watch it now. We're talking about it like that.
I mean, talking about jumping the shark, it don't take long.
Yeah, holy shit.
You know, I mean, it's kind of funny. But it's kind of, you know,
yeah,
what I mean,
it's totally crazy.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, it's preposterous. That would never happen. The police would be like, "Dude, get the fuck out of here!"
Every
like, right
week
now.
They're like, "We need a writer."
Let's get a hold of Castle. He's gonna figure it out because we're too stupid.
So crazy.
Did you ever follow up on your show, Scorpion?
Yeah, I catch it every once in a while.
You
and
still
there,
watch
like,
that?
I catch it. I don't watch it religiously though. I watch it every once in a while.
The show's tough.
It's still
man.
Good.
That show's tough.
Mike, you were watching MacGyver,
it's bad,
right?
Good.
Yeah, as much as I said I would go back and watch it, I haven't watched Never a single watched other it episode.
Has anybody watched the new Lethal Weapon? I keep
I saw it. I liked it. It's good. I liked it. With the one I saw. I thought it was good.
Yeah.
Yeah. You won't be like, oh, this is bullshit. Why are they doing this?
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
Oh, well, this is a... Internet related, but Alton Brown is remaking. He's not remaking. He's making a successor, a spiritual successor to Good Eats. It's going to be online only, and he said he's doing that because there were so many like cooking techniques and recipes and shit that he wanted to make that Food TV wouldn't let him do. So he's going to be doing some whack out shit online. It'll be awesome.
Probably make coffee milk.
Probably. Probably cold smoke and shit.
There's like all like erotic cakes and stuff.
Dick cakes.
Just had to make a giant hot cake.
Dick and balls banana split.
Extra nuts.
The nuts are like little crabs.
I put Oreo shavings on for the pubic hair.
So stupid. I finally chopped this chocolate.
Yeah. Chocolate shaving pubic hair. Rotted cake. We talked about that before. We're going to order one for the All Right Already. Yeah. Maybe the next All Right Already Christmas party, I'll order rotted cake cupcakes or something.
Yeah, from Giant. Like, from Giant. Giant. Like,
oh, Giant. Make them poor, like, you know, retired workers that work in the fucking bakery at Giant. Some guy's like, what's a vulva?
I think they don't do that. Like, actually, they won't even make like a cake with a Confederate flag.
Oh, that I believe.
Yeah, they keep like you can't go. You know, they do like the sheet cake with the picture on it.
Right.
You can't be like a picture of like, I don't know, pussy or butthole. Yeah. You're like, yeah, make a cake.
I remember as a kid, I had the a Dukes of Hazzard cake, and it was the Confederate flag right on the top of the
table. Different. Well, I don't think anybody was like thinking of it in that respect, though. You know what I mean? Like for Dukes of Hazzard, to be honest, that's me. But
nobody gave a shit about it until we entered the perpetually offended period. Right now,
and that was 35 years ago.
Now they can't play Dukes of Hazzard.
Of course,
on TV.
No,
is that what they did? Did they really pull it or something crazy?
I don't probably.
It's insane.
I think Appetite for Confections would make the cake for us.
Yes, they would.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
They certainly would.
A very dirty cake.
To order an erotic cake for the already Christmas party. It's going to be a wild one.
Get like a woman's head and like it just spritz like glaze on it.
Oh.
Wow. Money shot.
It's like Fear Factor. Like it's bull cum. It's dude, bull cum shots.
We just need Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Oh, that's right. That's the best one. The Chappelle where he's on Fear Factor. He loves all the food. He just thinks it's awesome.
He's eating that bull dick.
Oh, my God.
He's like mule dick.
Yeah, mule dick. He's putting hot sauce on it and stuff. He loves it.
Oh, speaking of hot sauce, I had some good shit. It was it's got a wooden cap. I think it's called Cholula or Cholula.
Cholula?
Yeah, that's good.
They just sell it at the grocery store, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've had that. That's good.
Yeah, it's not a really
spicy,
common.
It's just tangy.
I like it, yeah.
Had it for the first time with some eggs, because my eggs were kind of meh.
You see, it's one of the ones like, you know, up here we see Tabasco all the time, but you go down south, you see Cholula and you see Texas Pete. You never see Tabasco.
I thought, well, down south it's definitely Crystal, too.
Oh, that's true. Crystal. I didn't think of Crystal. You're right. But yeah, it's funny how there's like regional kind of shit with that. But yeah, Cholula's good.
Where's Tabasco made, though?
I have no idea.
Okay. Because I know, like, I mean, they're local to me. It's the Kelchner's, the horseradish.
Oh, yeah, they're right in Dublin.
But, like, is that distributed outside of Pennsylvania or no?
I have no idea.
That stuff's good. But, I mean, how can you fuck up horseradish?
I'm sure it can be done.
True.
You fuck up anything, man.
Good night, everybody!
Oh. No new updates before we get out of here there?
Not good, really. Let me see.
I'm sick of your damn mouth.
Currently it is 139 Trump, 104 Hillary.
Dude.
take it on the chin.
Trump is currently winning the popular vote as well by about 1.3 million.
Wow.
Winning.
Chris is on fire.
He is. All right, so that does it for us tonight. Don't forget to check us out online, alreadyreadypodcast.com. We're on Twitter, alreadyreadyp, Facebook, Instagram, iTunes, Stitcher. That's really it. We got nothing going on, right? Thanks to listener Chris for calling in with that great
absolutely.
Question.
Thank you. Absolutely.
Happy birthday to Mike, although I already wished him one, but happy birthday again. And happy birthday to Tim as well.
Timmy, that's for sure.
And we'll see you in a couple weeks, folks.
Yeah. All right. See you.